Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa. Wa salamun ala ibadihi allazeen astafa. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هل أتى على الإنسان حين من الدهر لم يكن شيئا مذكورا صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters that are listening, it is the 6th of January. Jumu'ah has ended, as in Islam, after Maghrib a new day sets in. But however, it is the 6th of January and the year is 2022, the year just ended a few days ago. What happens dramatically in 1 minute, I still don't understand. That 11:59 p.m. 2022, everyone's very, very quiet. And in 60 seconds, 12 a.m., 2023, the whole world explodes. The whole world explodes. Subhanallah. So what has happened in that 60 seconds? Can anyone tell me that we have to be excited? What is the wisdom? What is the wisdom why this carnival atmosphere, where people all over the world are awake so late? Then you have your parties, music, dancing, lots of liquor, alcohol, zina, and you name it, every sin, vice, that only Allah knows. Within that frame, that time. And what is the logic for insan to celebrate the end and the departure of 1 year? What can be the logic? And so, is somebody going to answer me here? No? Can somebody answer me here? No? Anybody got an answer? What is the wisdom why people would want to celebrate? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a very beautiful answer. And the Quran, subhanallah, the kalam of Allah, what a magnificent kitab. The glorious speech without an expiry date. Subhanallah. How it is talking to the human being and guiding insan. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَمَنْ زُيِّنَ لَهُ سُوءُ عَمَلِهِ أَفَمَنْ زُيِّنَ لَهُ سُوءُ عَمَلِهِ فَرَآهُ حَسَنًا أَفَمَنْ زُيِّنَ لَهُ. As for that person for whom his action, the action that he takes, is so appealing, and shaitan has beautified it in such a way, and that action is an evil action. Su'u amalihi. The Quran is saying that he is an evil doer. He is an evil doer. And as for that person who is an evil doer, but in his evil action, when he is committing that guna, that sin, Shaitan is showing him something very beautiful. Zuyyina lahu. The Shaitan is showing him something very, very beautiful. Very beautiful. See, when a lady calls you for zina, Allah save us. A simple example, she might really beautify herself because, you know, maybe her nature is like that. Allah save us. I hope the women don't say that I'm against women. You know. But just an example. Because men can never be as beautiful as women. No. Allah has made women very beautiful. And so the way she will dress up, how she will be, and everything about her is muzayyan, very beautiful. But at that time, you are only looking at the beauty. You are mesmerized. أَفَمَنْ زُيِّنَ لَهُ سُوءُ عَمَلِهِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explaining to us the strategy of shaitan, of how he works. That he portrays the wrong action for you, and he packages the wrong action so you see it to be fara'ahu hasana. The Quran is saying, you see it to be the most perfect action. Beautiful. What I did was good. I'm really enjoying it. Fara'ahu hasana. And he sees it to be absolutely right. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to us in the Quran. أَفَمَنْ زُيِّنَ لَهُ سُوءُ عَمَلِهِ. As for that person who is an evil doer, but his action is beautified to him in such a way, فَرَآهُ حَسَنًا, that he looks at it to be perfectly good, and there is nothing wrong with that action. So most of the people in this dunya, my respected brothers, unfortunately, shaitan has tampered. Not ball tampering. You know, you get ball tampering. The Pakistanis bite the ball in front of the TV. That is how intelligent they are. What do? They bite the ball. That's what you call ball tampering. Because, you know, you give it that spin. But anyway, no offense. You know, this was covered everywhere. So the mind is tampered. Shaitan plays with your mind. Fara'ahu hasana. And most of the people, their senses are blocked, so they can't actually see that whether this is right or whether this is wrong. They can't actually see that. So until 11:59, everyone is sitting quietly, and then comes 12 o'clock, MashaAllah, in the UK, the Ukraine flag was shown, and, you know, all sorts. So there is a display and fireworks and guna and zina and you name it, every wrong is happening everywhere in the world. And Allah is saying, فَرَآهُ حَسَنَا. They are dancing in the streets, enjoying, drinking. SubhanAllah, they see everything to be right. And they think these Muslims are backwards, you know. Bichare, these people don't have a life. They don't enjoy life. But in reality, how much a Muslim enjoys, nobody enjoys. How much a Muslim enjoys, nobody enjoys. He walks with his Jannah in the heart. Walks with the Jannah in the heart. our Kabirin, they were put in prison, and they said, look, you know, you can put us life imprisonment. Just give us a copy of the Quran, and we will smile in the prison. Ajib, give us a copy of the Quran. Maulana Hussain Madni, Rahmatullah Alayhi, they put him in prison, and it was the month of Ramadan. So the guards were laughing that Hussain Madani, where will you be praying Taraweeh this year? Where will you be praying Taraweeh this year? So Maulana Hussain Madani Rahmatullah Alayhi memorized one para every day. By Maghrib he did hifz of one para, and after Isha he would lead Isha and lead all the rest of the Muslims in Taraweeh. And he completed the entire Quran in 30 days. These were our kabirin. Subhanallah. These were... And we are the children of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, Hazrat Umar Farooq. Our fathers are Hazrat Uthman and Hazrat Ali. We are from the best of the best people. That is who we are. So my respected brothers and elders, what I want to say to everyone today is for us to understand that the most dangerous disease that can affect every one of us here, sitting here, more dangerous than cancer. If a doctor was to tell you that, by sorry, you are going to die within 7 days or 8 days or 1 week or whatever, far more dangerous than this disease that is going to eat you away in a few days, is when kufr, listen to me very carefully, is when kufr defeats your mind. Can you repeat what I said? When kufr defeats your mind. You can go to the gym. You're a strong guy. You're Bruce Lee. You know? You can be Khalid, who's sitting here. Bruce Lee. You know? Or you can be anybody. You're physically fit. You're rich. You've got everything. You might be going for Umrah, you might be going for Hajj, whatever. You might be giving lots of charity. In the modern world, the first zone that the shaitan attacks is how you think. What is it? You think. That is why Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Alayh, the genius, mashallah, the great scholar of this ummah, in his masterpiece work, Ihya ul-Ulumuddin, he has mentioned that your mind, your brain, your intellect, your intelligence is a great ni'mah of Allah, and that dictates over your entire body. If kufr is going to defeat your mind, then you are a total loser. And this is what is happening today. We want to dress up like the kuffar. We take pride in dressing up like the kuffar who use tissue paper, who stand and urinate, whose parents are in old people's home, whose stepchildren are lost, they don't know who their biological parents are. We take pride in the garbage, the dustbin that is out there. That is what we are today. Why is it that Allah's rahmat is not descending upon us? Why? We pray namaz, but we have given our brain to the shaitan. We have given our brain to the... Our thinking is like the shaitan. We go for Hajj, but our thinking is like the kuffar. Thinking. We want to dress up like the kuffar. We want to eat like the kuffar. We want to speak like the kuffar. We want to act like the kuffar. Anything that a kafir will do, you want to do, we want to do. We will take pride. Oh, how damaged is the brain of a Muslim. Ya Allah. أَفَمَنْ زُيِّنَ لَهُ سُوءُ عَمَلِهِ فَرَآهُ حَسَنًا. How damaged is the brain of a Muslim? How is Allah's rahmat going to come? When you take pride, when we are not going to uphold our Islamic identity, who we are, and that identity you hold, where do you hold it? Here. The frame of holding your identity is where? Can you see this? Here, your brain. If that drops, the entire foundation drops. I mean, you get people who are asking ulama and maulanas, Mauli Sahib, can we say Merry Christmas? Can you imagine? You know, when I look at them, I've got to be professional, isn't it? Isn't it? I've got to be professional. I'm a Maulana, yaar. I'm a Maulana. So I've got to be a professional guy. So, you know, I start to wonder, Ya Allah, how damaged is the mind of the Muslims that they are eager to have a fatwa to say, Yaar, Mauli Sahib, haan keh do. Now, what is it? What is it with the Muslim people? We just don't take pride in who we are. We want to follow the crap that is out there. The impurity, the stool, hai na, napaki. Am I wrong or right? Idris, just point me in the right direction if I say anything wrong, bhai. Ye gandagi ke piche, peshab ke piche, padte hai, ya Allah. And Allah says this, you know, funny enough, subhanallah, maybe we don't actually ponder over the verses of the Quran. Allah says, innamal mushrikuna, hafizam, najasu. People who have kufr in them are what? Najas. And what is najas? Napaki, impurity. Allah calls them impure. And until we as Muslims don't understand this, my respected brothers, the mind, you see, when you haven't got an identity, then you agree to becoming a member of the LGBTQXYZ. Aage ka bol deta hun. Maybe in future we'll get XYZ also. So, you know, you'll become LGBTQYZ everything. So now recently, I was reading a document where there is a group of people, brothers who have fallen in love with sisters. And they want to form a group to say that there is nothing wrong with having this kind of a relationship, incest. Nothing wrong. You see, most of this LGBTQ is actually to promote pedophilia. What is it? Pedophilia. So what happens when two men get married? When two men get married, they can't have kids, so they take on a girl. And they say, we are the parents of this adopted girl. And bichari, this adopted girl then is sexually abused. This is what happens. How shaitan is playing and tampering, and the only system in the world that is protecting humanity today is Islam. So my respected brothers and elders, may bar my topics and subjects, you know, I'm talking about the very foundation, because if your foundation is strong, inshallah, you know, the fruits will be secure. Your branches will be strong. But if your foundation is weak, then your namaz, your zakat, your charity, your this, your that, shaitan will blow it away. Foundation has to be very strong. The demise of Christianity. I haven't got a lot of time, but I'll tell you the demise of Christianity. If you do your research, Allah ke Nabi Isa alayhi salam, the demise of Christianity, what has crushed the Christian empire? The last Nabi of Banu Israel, Isa alayhi salatu was salam. Two individuals only. Two individuals have wiped out Christianity from its foundation. Number one, the Roman emperor who became a Christian, Constantine. He became a Christian, but he introduced every kind of bid'at in Christianity. He came up with all the pagan rituals. And from the past, what the Romans were doing and celebrating, he brought the entire baggage and Christianized it. And nobody had the guts to speak against this Roman Empire emperor. Nobody would speak. And that's the difference between Islam and Christianity. In Islam, you dare say anything wrong, and the ulama stand up with their tongue, not a gun. They stand up with the... Yeah, you thought I'm going to sling something out or what? Mere hi Musalman bhai report mujhe kar dete. Kaun karte? Who reports you? Your own so-called Muslim brothers report you. This is the world that we are living in. Send the ulama, quickly speak up. Quickly. This is credit that is given to the ulama of this ummah. To protect Islam, very important. So one was this man, Constantine. Another man was Paul. Two people only. The damage was done. Nobody said anything to them. Paul, the man who in his early stages was persecuting, wiping out all the Christians, burning them, killing them. Then, like Mirza Ghulam Muhammad Qadiani, he saw a dream. He saw a dream. Like the Mormons, you know, they also father and figurehead. He saw a dream. So anyway, he saw a dream and that's it. You know, he was told to become a Christian. And now he has even written letters which are part of the New Testament and the Bible. And, you know, the very man who has laid and cemented the foundation of Trinity. All the wrong that you see is in this. And so the Quran is saying to us, the Quran is telling us, okay, why do you want to follow others? Why do you want to follow others? Why do you want to follow them? Ajeeb Allah's kalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, أَيَبْتَغُونَ عِنْدَهُمُ الْعِزَّةِ Allahu Akbar. أَيَبْتَغُونَ عِنْدَهُمُ الْ Do you act like them, thinking that you will be given izzat? Is that why? Is that why you want to be like them, so you will be given honor, izzat? فَإِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا And don't you know that izzat and honor only belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my respected brothers and elders, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that, you know, we completely break ties with the wider community. Not at all. What I am saying, protect your identity, your Islamic values. Be proud of who you are. And this is something which is very important. Otherwise, there is nothing out there. Nothing out there. And listen to what Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an says. Subhanallah. Ajeeb. Sahaba-i kiram ajma'in. Hazrat Umar's famous statement. Kunna adhilla. Who were we? He is saying to the people, Sahaba, that even after 1400 years, we are remembering Sahaba-i kiram ajma'in. Subhanallah. And we fold our hands and give salams to Hazrat Umar and to Hazrat Abu Bakr when we give salam to our Nabi. This is the honor. So he is saying, you know, we were people who were downtrodden, disgraced. The worst of the people. Zalil teham. Then what happened? Azzanallahu bil Islam. Allah gave us izzat because of Islam. What did he say? Fa'azzanallahu bil Islam. Allah gave us honor because of Islam. Wallahi lazim, you will be honored if you are firm on your deen. Yeah. And then what he said, فَإِذَبْتَغَيْنَ الْعِزَّ فِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ أَظَلَّنَ اللَّهِ أَظَلَّنَ اللَّهِ. And if anyone who is going to be looking for honor and izzat outside of Islam, فِي غَيْرِ الْإِسْلَامِ أَظَلَّنَ اللَّهِ, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will humiliate them. Allah will dishonor them. So that is why, my respected brothers and elders, our foundation, our identity should be very important to us. Not for one second can we be separated from Islam. Maybe you can be separated from your father. Maybe you can be separated from your mother. Maybe the loving wife, you can be separated. Maybe you can be separated from your children. Not even for a second can you be separated from Allah and His Rasul Islam. Not even for a second. You can't be separated. That is the bonding that we have when we say La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. We can't be separated. Everything is Islam. If we want to get married, with Islam. We want to do business, what does Islam say? We want to talk, what does Islam say? Everything. We want to go to sleep, Islam. We want to go toilet, Islam. Whatever we do, we are totally the khuddams and the servants of this deen. You understand, my brothers? Subhanallah al-Azim. And the Quran is such a beautiful kitab. You know, when I often wonder in my mind, the mind is ajeeb, you know, it ventures out, it starts to think a lot sometimes. So I wonder, in this modern world, why do the Christians have such a close relationship and this close ties with the Yahud? The Yahud, Israel. It's mind-boggling. Why? Because historically, if you see, what is it? Historically, if you see, the Jews hate Isa alayhi salam. What do? They hate. You know what they call him? What do they say? What did you say? Oof, the first word, keep it down, eh? I mean, oof, that was quite heavy, eh? But you're right. You're absolutely right. 100%. Jazakallah, Abid. Illegitimate. What is it? Can you imagine calling a Nabi of Allah? That is one. But do you know what they also call him? Imposter is there, but what? Dajjal. The false Messiah. What is it? The false Messiah. Dajjal. Illegitimate and on top of that, Dajjal. They call him that. So much so, that they would not allow him to live peacefully. The alliance they made with the Roman Empire at that time, to give away all the information, it's a long story. But to give away Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So they have no relationship with Isa alayhi salam. Have you ever seen or have you ever met a Jewish man whose name is Jesus or Isa? Have you seen anybody? And this is how the Jews take on Jesus, the main person in Christianity. Aliyazu billah, according to them, one of the three gods. According to them. And the Muslims, subhanallah, we love Jesus. What is it? Look at the world. We love Jesus. We love him so much that we name our children after him. How many family members will have Isa in their family? People have Isa in the family? Yeah, everybody has, huh? You know of Isa? Isa is Isa alayhi salam. So we love him so much that in our Quran, there is one whole chapter that is dedicated to the mother Maryam and the family Ali Imran. And the Quran speaks about his birth and his ascension and his demise. So much of information we have about this one man. And we love him. But yet, logic, what is logic telling you? That the Christian world should have sympathy and love for who? For who? Palestine. Very true. Who said Palestine? Somebody said Palestine, yeah. For the Muslims, am I right? But is that the case?
No.
No, not at all. And I'll tell you why. And I found the answer in the Kalam of Allah. Everything is in the Quran. Ajeeb, subhanallah, subhanallah. How my Allah has opened up every difficult question has been answered. It just doesn't make sense. Musa alayhi salam, where is he? And where is Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam? And this ummah is the lover of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Yet you see a strong alliance between the Western world, predominantly they identify themselves as Christians, to be connected with Israel, the Jewish community. And why? You know why? So my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, listen to this, my respected brothers, listen to the kalam of Allah. It will give you energy and strength in your heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O people of Iman, لا تتخذوا اليهود والنصارى أولياء. Don't take the Christians and the Jews as guardians. Don't take the Jews and Christians as guardians. Okay, Bari Ta'ala, we won't take them. But Allah is saying, you know why? بعضهم أولياء بعض. This is the answer. بعضهم أولياء بعض. They are guardians to one another. Allahu Akbar. Until the day of Qiyamah, look at this, Allah is saying, they are guardians to one another. Otherwise, logically, you know, the mind cannot accept that Muslims are so close to Jesus. And someone who's calling your very Nabi, we say Nabi, Dajjal, illegitimate, and yet, you see the United, Biden, who can't even open his eyes. And he says, our ties are very strong with Israel. Everybody has to say that. Before they become prime ministers and presidents, our ties. First they have to give a firm, you know, declaration. They have to read that kalima, that they are going to be very strongly connected with Israel. And the same thing also with Mr. Sunak and all, even with this country. Strong, strong ties. Ya Allah, what is this? بَعْدُهُ مَوْلِيَوْبَ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us a warning. وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُمْ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنَّهُ مِنْهُمْ. And if any one of you sides with them, then you are one of them. Oh ho, Ya Allah. Kahan hai meri Christmas wale? Kahan hai meri Christmas wale? And if you are going to be coming in this country, I gave you a British passport. So if you think that you want to, you will find izzat, honor, by copying them, by being like that, you know, by having hair here and shaving it here, and wearing jeans that are ripped apart by the lion, right? Ripped apart. You know. by the lion. It's true. Is it true? It's true. I was reading an article that, you know, in Japan, there was this big store in which they were selling trousers, jeans. I'm going to be diverted. Shall I say to you? Are you tired?
No.
Are you going to be with me awake? Okay, chale. So, they were selling jeans. So, one jeans, for an example, I can't remember the exact price, but just, you know, one pair of jeans which was ripped slightly, one pair of jeans was for around, say, £200. And another pair of jeans was ripped also for about £400. And another pair of jeans was ripped for around £800. So now, somebody was asking, right, all ripped, but what is the price difference? So that they said the first jeans is made in this country, the second jeans is of a good material, slightly more expensive, £200 more. But this one, you know, £800 ki jeans, this is original. How is it original? So they left it in Japan in the zoo. And in the zoo, they had placed the material in such a way that they know that the lions got sharp claws, that it actually will want to rip it out. It will want to rip it. So it actually rips it out. And so these are real lion claws ripping it out. And then immediately they open the door, the cloth is taken back, and then whatever they have to stitch, they'll stitch back. And they say that this is selling for £800, and the money you give goes back to the zoo. This is what you call Japanese business-minded people. Not like us. Not like us. How clever they are. They could not get any donations and funds for the zoo, so they use the brand and the fashion industry. So people go crazy. Yaar, this is original lion ne isko phara hai. Anyway, this is the truth. Eh? I'm not just making up any story. When you're sitting on the pulpit, you've got to be careful. So anyway, this is what has happened. So what are we going to be doing? Are we going to follow them in everything? Everywhere. Main to kabhi restaurant mein jata hu na. Main wo bahut sufi maulvi nahi hu jo nahi jata hu. I am a very moderate type of guy. I go everywhere. That is who I am. You want to pray namaz, pray. If you don't, go khuda hafiz. There's plenty of mosques. If you think anybody is like that. What is halal, haram is haram anyway. And one should never judge people. Never judge people. So anyway, sometimes when you go to the restaurant, right? So, wo gair Muslim bhi agar ho, and then you eating with your eye, make sure if it's anything like biryani, you eat with your hand, you use your hand. Dekhte hai kya hai? To hum bhi dekhte. Kya dekh raha hai? Kamal hai, what are you looking at me for? Our values, my brothers. Our values are our values. We are already losing it because we have lost our mother tongue. We are already losers. The first downfall of the people in UK is that we have lost our mother tongue. Ye hamare bachche hai na sab, Angrez. Who are they? Angrez. All speak English. All speak English. Parents don't understand, but anyway. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, ba'aduhum awliya'u ba'd. And if you are going to be one of them, like them, then be it, you be like them, and you are one of them. And what is the value of a Muslim today? You know, there's no rob. You know, the prince of, who's got ginger hair? Prince Harry? Huh? I mean, you're ginger too. But you're halal, HMC approved. So you're fine. Alhamdulillah. But you know, the prince that's ginger? With respect, because, you know, we have to respect the monarch. So I'm only saying what is mentioned today in the BBC article, which many of you know, of course. It was in our, group chat. Imagine he's got the audacity to show the world in his memoirs how brave he is, and to show his bravery, Prince Harry says, you know, I have killed 25 Afghans. Wow! Look at the cheap Muslim blood. Could you have said, I've Can anybody in the world say, I've killed in my memoirs, BBC, 25 Israeli soldiers, Ukrainian soldiers? Can you boast about it? No, no, you can't boast about Israeli soldiers, or be it Ukrainian soldiers or any other, you know, Western government soldiers or army. You can't make a mockery. As for the Muslims, Saudi, Qatar, cheap blood. Cheap. Afghans, cheap. 25 Afghans I've killed. And this is, your mother was not like that. Harry, your mother was not like that. Was your mother like that? Lady Diana was not like that. But Harry takes pride in telling the people that, you know what, I've killed 25 Afghans. Allah give jazai khair to the Afghans. Alhamdulillah. And this is what we should be doing. As Muslims, we should fear no one but Allah. And we should fear no one but Allah. And Haqqani Saab writes, Mr. Harry, the ones you killed were not chess pieces. In fact, this is what he said. He says, I couldn't take them to be human beings. And when I killed them, I took them as chess pieces taken off the board. Chess pieces take, like somebody playing chess. And you remove the pieces that are out there. Chess pieces taken off the board. So he says they were not chess pieces. They were humans. They had families who were waiting for their return. I don't expect that the International Criminal Court will summon you, or human rights activists will condemn you, because they are deaf and blind like you. Deaf and blind for you. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. Ba'aduhum awliya'u ba'd. It's a mockery, it's a joke. They are all one. All one. So my respected brothers and elders, what has our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what has he said? Let me read for you some ahadith so it strengthens our iman. I've read some ayats of the Quran. Allah's Nabi has said, لَوْ بَدَى لَكُمْ مُوسَى لَوْ بَدَى لَكُمْ in Sunan Darimi. If Musa alayhi salam, Moses, comes down in front of you, فَاتَّبِعْتُمُوهُ وَتَرَكْتُمُونِي, and you people decide to follow Moses, who do you decide to follow? Musa alayhi salam. And you leave me, لَدَلَلْتُمْ عَنْ سَوَاءِ السَّبِيلِ, you have gone astray from the straight path. And he said, but if Musa alayhi salam was hayat, walau kana hayyan, he would not be like, you know, the fake Muslims of today. Wa adraka nubuwati, and he found my nubuwat, he would only follow me. Musa alayhi salam would only follow me. In another hadith in the Sahih of Imam Muslim, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La yasma'u bi ahadun min hadhihi al-ummah yahudiyun wala nasraniyun. There's no one that hears about me, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this ummah, as in after me, be it a Yahud or a Nasrani, thumma yamut, and they die, walam yu'min billadhi ursiltu bi, and they don't bring iman upon what I have brought in front of them, the Quran and the Sunnah, illa kana min ashabin nar, but they will be flung into the fire of Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, save us, my respected brothers. How the Quran is talking to us, subhanallah. Ajeeb. And that is why a lot of the people that are here, they are young. And this youth, subhanallah, is gold dust. Is the most precious time of your life. Allah's Nabi has mentioned this as first category. اغتنم خمسن قبل خمسن شبابك قبل هرمك. That take advantage of five before five are taken away. The first, he says, of your youth. Of your youth. You see, this is an un-Islamic concept where we think that the child is going to grow up at 18. We all make a child baligh at 18. What do we make him do baligh at? 18. In the modern world, we make him baligh at 18. And at 18, he is given the license to commit sins. How clever shaitan is. 18, even if the father says, don't do this, the son will say, I'm 18. Halas. If the police come, they say, what did you... My father told me I can't do this. I'm 18. Huh? 18. The father, you can't do anything to him. Mashallah. This is the world that we are living in today. And in Islam, subhanallah, you start taking responsibility at a very young age. From the time you are baligh. Because you haven't got time in this dunya. You, from baligh, you have to take responsibility. But because our life has been made as such, we still think that, you know what, these people, he's a baby, he's still young, he's got... No, but when a child is baligh, subhanallah, responsibility falls. Hazrat Aisha was very young. Amma Aisha was very, very young. And she only stayed in the company of Huzur alayhi salam after her ruksati for 4 years. If I am not mistaken, I think she was 18 when Huzur alayhi salam passed away. Or something like that. Very young. And you know the youth, what they have done, the youth. From amongst the youth, the very young sahabi is Hazrat Abu Huraira. The highest amongst the narrators of hadith. 5,374 hadith. Young sahabi. Hazrat Anas, another very young sahabi, 2,286 ahadith. Hazrat Aisha, 2,210 ahadith narrated. Usama bin Zaid, he was appointed as the Amir, subhanallah, in jihad towards the borders of Syria, Sham. Allah's Nabi had passed away. It is said that he was either 17 or 18 years. Look at the responsibility that was given. So our youth have this tremendous, tremendous power, my respected brothers. But our foundation, what should not be damaged? Bolo bhai. Huh? The mind. Kufr should not defeat your mind. Bole, kufr should not defeat your mind. That is La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Kufr should not defeat your mind. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds humanity, who are you people? And I'm going to conclude now. Hal ata ala al insani heenum min al dahri. You know, today I went for Fajr and the Imam Sahib was reading this surah, subhanallah. Hal ata ala al insan. حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. I had in my mind that tonight I'll do a translation of this ayat kareema. Has a time not come upon every human being? لَمْ يَكُنْ, that they were non-existent, non-entity. They were not even worth mentioning. Allah is saying, who are you? Who are you talking about me? That evolution happened and the Big Bang happened and then it goes back. All of a sudden something just happened randomly and you people are all just around. Who are you? Allah is saying, لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. If I did not create Adam alayhi salam, humanity would not even be standing today. And who are you? Allah is saying, you are a non-entity. Who are you? Allah is saying, you are not even worth mentioning. I gave you the powers. And what did I do? Why are you being mentioned? Allah is saying, why are you being mentioned? Inna khalaqna al-insan. It is we alone that we have created every human. And how did we create you? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, so easy for me. Just for you people to understand. Min nutfa. One drop of semen. One drop. of the billions of sperms that are swimming, they all die. Min nutfatin amshaj. Subhanallah. From mixed fluids. One nutfa, one bus. That one semen, that goes in. Min nutfatin amshaj. And from that one drop, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I'm going to create you. These are my powers. Who does that? Nabtalihi, so I can test you. Faja'allahu sami'an basira. It is my ihsan. I have made you someone who can hear and someone who can see. Inna hadaynahu sabil. And I have given you the guidance. Imma shakira wa imma kafura. It's up to you. Be grateful or be ungrateful. Inna a'tadna lil kafirin. And we have prepared for the kuffar. Salasil wa aghlala wa sa'ira. Shackles. No, salasil, chains, shackles, and a blazing fire. Who's going to stop me? Allah is saying, who's going to stop me? So my respected brothers and elders, people who come about from one drop show so much arrogance in front of Rahman, Rahim, Malik, Quddus, that we can't even pray namaz 5 times a day. Ya Rahman. Our fundamental duty is we look after our children. Look after our children. If parents can get together, look after your masjid. Look after your masjid, the ulama. Look after, so important. When they go, everything goes. Look after your next generation, that is your children. And what rubbish they are teaching in school. We should be having a few parents getting together, somebody's house. Okay, 5, 6 children, homeschooling, we are going to start. It's a bit cheap, mashallah. Somebody knows maths, somebody knows English, somebody knows science. Let's start. At least we can protect our children, homeschooling. And, you know, just give like we give fees for madrasa, give fees also here. It doesn't have to be very expensive, but that qurbani. Our mothers and sisters. And if we could start homeschooling everywhere. Because many people can't afford, you know, private schools. To safeguard our children. Safeguard them. Otherwise, what will happen? To your children, to your grandchildren, my respected brothers. Allah save us. It's a challenge for us. And let us be one. As one body. From your imam to your musalli, to the people that listen at home, don't be sellouts. Don't be munafiq. Don't do things that are un-Islamic. And work towards, alhamdulillah, for this ummah. And this is the way forward. Inshallah, if we can think, if people can get together, the problem today with this ummah is, we listen, we go home, Allahumma bismika amutu ahyai. That's our favorite dua. What is it? And then the second favorite dua is? Huh? Alhamdulillahi lazi at'amana wa saqana. Saqana. So my brothers, mashallah, Allah give us all the tawfiq, inshallah. Thori der ke liye aankh ban kare and let's do muraqaba, inshallah, for 5 minutes. Inshallah, take control of the heart. Your heart is a very, very powerful organ, mashallah. It's important that we purify the heart. And we can only purify the heart if the name of Allah is in the heart. So, mashallah, think that my heart is taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thanking Allah by saying, Allah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. Brothers, just a request that inshallah next week we will be talking about magic and sihr and also how this is affecting the community. So we will be talking about that in our next session inshallah, if Allah wills. So brothers, mashallah, please do gush, don't bring your car empty, invite other people, family members, the youth that are in your family, mashallah, if they come, they will listen. Who knows, mashallah, you will get the reward. So mashallah, one is shaitan, he just makes us forget and we do our duty just to come. But just a bit of effort, mashallah, it's Friday, let's go, let's sit for bayan, please come. Dosto ko bulao. Mashallah, masjid bari hai hamari. And mashallah, if they come and they listen, it will be of great benefit. Even sisters can come downstairs and sit, inshallah, it's not a problem. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.